I can't believe it's been over 10 years since David Archuleta was on American Idol, and then his first single was played on our show. He's moved on to bigger and better things, and I'm still doing this. But David is joining us on the line to talk about all the new projects he's got. Hello there, David.
Hi there, Jeremy.
Well, how are you? It's been a long time since we've chatted.
Yeah, I've been doing well, thank you. Traveling a little bit, but I'm taking a little break home before I get ready to go back on tour for Christmas time.
I know you've got a busy November and December coming up, so you've got Christmas music and a bunch of tour dates. But let's rewind a little bit and go back to that time that you were on Idol. It's like I said, it's been over 10 years, and I don't think that we see many artists continue to have the success for that length of time that you have. What were some of the biggest things that you had to learn about the industry once the Idol machine was over for you?
It was kind of just like super fast learning, like music business 101, mm-hmm. but like you're thrown into the middle of it. It was fast learning, and it was a much ado, I guess you could say, but it was an amazing experience, because it went from just a few months before that, you know, before the show, being in high school, and not really knowing what I wanted to do. I didn't even know if a music career is like, well, I'll figure out what I want to do. And then a few months later, I have a recording contract and had a single released and had been on the tour with American Idol, started doing these radio shows, and hearing myself on the radio, it was pretty amazing to see how much it changed, and then to keep releasing albums after that, have a fan base, be traveling all over in different places. It was pretty life-changing.
I can imagine.
So a short time.
Oh, absolutely. I like to get sort of both sides of the coin on it. So what would you say was the best thing, or has been the best thing since then? And what was maybe the biggest struggle that you faced?
I think the best thing was just being able to connect with people. Because I think that's what's so neat about music, is you get to express yourself or different stories and be able to connect with so many people and see how that can affect the listeners and the audience. And probably the biggest struggle was probably just feeling like I could handle it all, because I think I'm someone who naturally is just slower, and sometimes life doesn't wait for you to catch up. And a lot of times I just kind of wonder, well, can I really do this? I don't know if this is something I'm qualified for, and a lot of times it just you can feel a bit smothered and really just feel like you're not capable of accomplishing everything that needs to be accomplished. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of attention as well, and attention wasn't something, I guess it's never been the easiest thing for me to deal with. And so American Idol is just lots of attention and falling, you know, and then having a career, entertainment business career, where it's all about getting people's attention. That's what kind of allows it to continue and to flourish. So that was the challenge as well. And I guess it still is a challenge, but I feel like I've been able to handle it. I've found a way to deal with it more easily and in a more mature way than when I was a teenager. So,
well, I think it shows a lot of strength to go from somebody who's, you know, just at home, who's, you know, not known really to most of the world, to then being on at the time the biggest platform, the biggest stage, the biggest audience. I say arguably in the world.
Yeah, it was. I couldn't believe how many people watched it. I mean, they said some of the ratings, some of the weeks were, you know, 30 million people. I guess that was every week, around 30 million people were watching. And it just was a number I couldn't even fathom, because it was like, well, okay, 30 million people. That's like, how many more times the amount of the state I'm living in?
The population of Canada is a little over 30 million, so you basically had an entire country, for the most part, watching. if you look at numbers, yeah.
That's crazy. And I was going to say, I was like, I could tell from your accent, I'm like, he sounds, I didn't want to make an assumption, but sound like you're from Canada.
Go for it.
You know, which is a really nice country. I was just there in Montreal. I think it was last week.
And I was just in West Hollywood last week, David. So we're country swapping. I was just in Los Angeles last week, and you were in Canada. So there you go.
Oh, you know, okay. I remember now. I was in LA last week because I was filming a couple of Christmas music videos. The week before, I was in Canada.
Ah, all right, gotcha. So how did you enjoy your time in Montreal?
I have a hard time keeping track. It was great. You know, what I love about Montreal, there's this place called Orange Julep. Mm-hmm. And it has the best Orange Julius. I don't even like Orange Julius, but this place has Orange Julius that I just love. It tastes so good. And I got my road manager hooked on it. So she was on tour with another artist there, and she requested if the runner could go, if it was possible at all for a runner to go get the Orange Julius so that she could taste it, because I guess she didn't have time. But it's really
all right.
Like a huge, giant orange.
Yeah, all right, so there we go. Shout out for that store in Montreal.
Really good.
Let's shift then to talk Christmas, because I know you've got some new music coming out and a big tour about to start in November.
Yeah, so I released a Christmas album last year. It's actually the second Christmas album I've done. I released one 10 years ago, in 2009. Christmas from the Heart was what it was called. And last year I released one called Winter in the Air, and this time I wrote three original Christmas songs to go along with a bunch of just classics. And I am now going to, the plan is to have a deluxe version of that album come out this year. So I'll have some additional songs. I've already filmed a couple of new Christmas videos. I recorded a couple Christmas videos for last year, so I'll have a couple more to go with the new tour that will be for this year. And I'm looking forward to it all, because Christmas is, to be honest, they're my favorite tours to do.
All right, well, let's talk about the holidays. What is your all-time, like, favorite Christmas treat that you have?
I would say probably I do like hot chocolate.
Mm, okay.
I do like cookies. So I feel like there are a lot of Christmas cookies. I don't like to eat too many. Sometimes I'm afraid to say what I like, because then sometimes fans will start sending a bunch of it. I'm like, oh. And then it's like, well, I can't eat all of them, but I try to share them, but I can't always. But anyway, I do love Christmas. I do love cookies and hot chocolate. Those are some good treats.
Okay, there you go. What is your all-time?
How about you?
My mom makes some really good shortbread cookies, and so that's kind of my thing since I was a kid. She would store them in the freezer in a container, and then of course my brothers and I would go and sneak down there and then try to shift them around in the container so it doesn't look like any of them are missing. But I think she knew. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So what about your all-time favorite Christmas song?
Love A Holy Night, but I also love Silent Night, just because it's so simple.
It's very calming.
I'm just gonna say those two.
Okay. Well, yeah.
For now.
They're good. All right. So let's have some fun on this one. The best Christmas present you ever got, and then the worst one you ever got.
The best Christmas present. You know, I remember really liking this computer game I got from my aunt Char one time. I think I was like 8 years old, and it was like a motocross motorcycle game.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, I just remember that and that I really liked it. Then the worst one, to be honest, I don't remember. I don't remember very many of my gifts, and I don't remember not liking any of them. So,
okay.
So, I don't think I have an answer for that one.
Okay. All right, no, or how about maybe a time when you kind of, you were shaking the Christmas box, and then you were thinking that it was something, and then you were totally wrong?
See, we only did presents a few years, and then almost every other Christmas, we stopped doing presents when I was young, So what we started doing instead is, instead of presents, we'd usually go and sing for people. Like, my mom, I had five siblings. I mean, not five siblings. I had four siblings, so there were five of us. Mm-hmm. So she would dress us up as the Jackson Five, like with the wigs and everything, and we'd go around to, like, hospitals or nursing homes or neighbors, and we'd be the Jackson Five and sing the Jackson Five Christmas songs.
Okay.
So we'd usually sing and perform rather than, like, do presents. I remember those more than the presents, just because they stopped that when I was pretty young.
Yeah, and I think that those are better memories anyway than materialistic things, right?
Yeah, I guess so. And I like singing, so I guess those stand out to me a little more. We'd also go Christmas caroling, just like general Christmas carols. And my mom would teach us, my siblings and I, three-part harmonies of the Christmas songs, so we'd go and sing, and that was really fun. I really enjoyed that. And now even though we're all older, sometimes my sisters and I will go, and we'll still go Christmas caroling and sing the same songs that we sang when we were little to some of our old neighbors.
Wow, that's the thing. You know what, there isn't that genuine connection that people have these days. We don't see that as much anymore, do we?
Well, it's fun. So I recommend it. You don't have to do three-part harmony, I guess. But Christmas caroling is just fun because it's just fun to see people smiling as you sing these songs. And, you know, most people know Christmas songs.
Well, now you've set the bar too high now with your three-part harmony, though, David. I don't think anyone wants to do it now.
I mean, I've gone Christmas caroling, not three-part harmony, with my friends as well. So I think it's more just experience, even though, you know, it's freezing sometimes, but it's worth it. I mean, I guess it depends where you live, but if you're in Canada, it's most likely going to be pretty cold if you're going to go out Christmas caroling.
Okay, so we'll check our schedules. If we cross paths this fall, David, we'll go caroling together if we happen to match up our schedules, okay?
Okay, and I'm not going to be in Canada this Christmas, but I was a couple Christmases ago. I went and did a Christmas show up in Canada.
Okay.
When I go back.
All right.
We'll have to go Christmas.
Okay. Caroling. Yeah. I'm back and forth between California and Canada quite regularly, so maybe we'll see what happens.
Oh, okay.
All right. So, talking about the Christmas
maybe
tour.
We can do it in California.
Yeah, it will be warmer. We won't be shivering. The Christmas tour starts on November 23rd. I know tickets are on sale now. What can people expect during the show?
They can expect just some good Christmas vibes. I try to mix it up with, like, some good, feel good, snap your fingers kind of Christmas music. Kind of like the old classic kind of, I guess, like Michael Bublé-ish.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's not old classic, but, you know, he's done the revival of it. And then I also try to do some of the more spiritual Christmas songs. So, just to kind of give it that vibe of, like, you know, like, Oh Holy Night and that kind of stuff, just because I love those kinds of songs as well, the more sacred side of it. But I try to have fun, too. So, like, I want to get people moving and, like, head bopping and all that, but as well as just kind of feeling the, you know, the meaning of Christmas as well, and that they can leave with that. Just to have the full spectrum of the experience.
Will there be snow?
I always like people to sing along. I can't guarantee snow inside the venue, but maybe, I mean, depending on what city you come to, you might have some snow outside of the venue.
Okay, and where can people get more information about the tour?
They can go to my website, which is davidarchuleta.com with one T. And there they can see the dates that I'll be going to. They can also just keep posted on, even if they're not in a city nearby, I tend to post little clips and snippets from my tour, or like snapshots on my Instagram, which is David Archie, with an IE at the end. So they can follow on there, or on my Twitter, it's the same thing, David Archie, and or Facebook. So I tend to just post little updates and snippets and all that on social media. But if they're nearby, I'd love to have them come to the show. It's a fun time, and we can Christmas carol together, because you can feel free to sing along if you know the Christmas songs, which I feel like most people do know these Christmas songs because they're pretty classic.
I think so, yeah. You learn them as a kid, and then they're with you for your whole life, I think.
Yeah, that's what I love about Christmas music.
It is. All right, well, I guess I'll wish you a very early Merry Christmas, and David Archuleta, thanks so much for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Good talking to you, Jeremy.